Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Golcher, dictating an ask you report on Huang Quan T. Lee, date of birth 12-22-1971, date of procedure is February 22nd, 2024, physician is Dr. Evgeny Golcher, DO, referring physician is Dr. Anita Ahmed, procedure performed is sapho-gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies, indication is dyspepsia. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug deaths, as well as the possibility of missing or even tissue malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. Patients brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the staff and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, semi-G junction, staff use, period, retrobiopsy of the cardia, period. Air was sucked from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications findings. There was evidence of an epiglottis cyst that was noted upon intubation of the posterior oropharynx, comma. There was an unremarkable esophagus in its entirety. Next time, the Z-line was regular at 35 centimeters from the bite block. Next time, there was evidence of gastric erythema. That was patchy. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body separately for histology. MBI was used, and overall appearance appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was evidence of polypoid mucosa noted at the 12 o'clock position of the pylorus, comma, MBI appeared unremarkable, comma, biopsies were obtained for histology and further evaluation. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter duodenal nodule that had a yellow hue. Comical biopsies were obtained bite on bite. There was evidence of fat extruding from the site, likely a lipoma. The pillow sign was positive. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend ENT evaluation for the epiglottis cyst. Next line, if the polypoid mucosa at the pylorus is abnormal or there is evidence of adenomatous polyp, would recommend referral to care for removal. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.
I don't know.